the shadows of faith. In the quiet parts of their faith where things feel hard and gray, many melancholic Christians struggle with how to find joy. It's true that the Bible talks a lot about joy, but when your heart leans toward the somber and the deep, it feels like joy is something that only bubbly believers get to experience. Let's talk about this over coffee over an old stone chapel like friends. You don't have to turn into someone fake or force a smile that isn't yours to practice genuine joy. In the Christian life, joy doesn't have to be sunshine and rainbows all the time. It's more than that. For those of us who feel the weight of the world more keenly, it often manifests as a quiet strength, a steady light in the fog. The Psalms are full of honest cries and sudden bursts of praise. David didn't fake it. He brought his sorrow to God, and God met him right there. Honest joy comes from there. Start small with gratitude that matches your mood if you want to practice joy without faking it. If that sounds wrong, don't list too many happy things. Instead, think about the little mercies that keep you going. Anchors, not forced positives. If you want, write them down in a little notebook or just whisper them during quiet times. The sound of rain on the roof, the flicker of a candle in prayer. It's not forced positives, but anchors. It builds a foundation that feels authentic because it's yours. If you're melancholic, let it fuel your worship instead of fighting it. It's okay to see beauty and brokenness at the same time. In fact, it can make you happier. When you feel it, use it in your prayers and songs. Let your sorrow breathe while pointing to hope with some minor key hymns or Gothic-style worship. God doesn't mind your heaviness. Sometimes joy sneaks in through the cracks like light through stained glass. It's important to be a part of a community here too, but not in a pressured way. Find people who get the quiet faith, not just the loud one. Talk about the honest things without ending every conversation on a high note. Joy grows when you don't feel pressured. Read scripture together slowly instead of rushing through fast food. Passages about God being near the brokenhearted are like a warm blanket on a cold night. It's fun to serve others, even if you don't have to be the center of attention. Melancholic believers often have a gift for quiet compassion. Visit someone you know who's lonely, write encouragement, or pray for people who are hurting. It's not fake cheer. It's about letting your depth become a strength. It's about being present. Choosing joy isn't denial, it's focusing. The world is full of suffering, so ignoring it would make joy fake. Instead, hold on to both. Lament the brokenness and trust in the redemption story at the same time. Jesus wept and he rose, and that tension is where Christian joy lives for many of us. Not shallow happiness. Resurrection hope that says the dark night won't win. Slowly let the truth of Christ sink in. Start your morning with a reading from the Gospels and let it sink in. Then reflect on the times you saw God's goodness. Make pieces that reflect light and shadow. Gothic cathedrals were built by people who understood beauty in the midst of mystery. Let creativity be a way of expressing your joy. In Scripture, the Lord's joy is our strength. For melancholic Christians, this means we can be ourselves and still be strong. It's not the joy of pretending or ignoring pain, but the joy of knowing he's always there. You don't need to be an extrovert cheerleader. You just have to be a contemplative light. Give yourself grace. Joy isn't an emotion. It's a rooted reality. Keep returning to the cross, where sorrow and hope meet perfectly. God made your heart the way it is for a reason, and he delights in meeting you where you are.